Interestingly enough, the Nazis' attempt at central control through the economic sector produced the early stages of a united Europe so sought by Hitler. After the war, a devastated Europe looked to Germany for economic leadership. The economic steps taken that became the common market took the shape of pre-war Nazi plans. Somehow, the Germans had the answer originally in 1942, when they were melding the economic institutions of the continent into their own design, noted Manning. It is interesting to note that the present European Union, EU, began as merely economic measures. From this reasonable beginning as a trade organization, the common market evolved into the European Union, a supranational and intergovernmental body with tendrils into all aspects of European life. In 1950, French Foreign Minister Robert Schuman proposed the joint management of the French and West German coal and steel industries. This Schuman declaration, ratified by the 1951 Treaty of Paris, was the first step toward what Winston Churchill termed a United States of Europe. The 1951 treaty between Belgium, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, and West Germany provided for the shared production of coal and steel. It was thought that this mutual endeavor would ensure against another war between these nations. It also could be seen as a means of consolidating the Nazi business holdings of the Bormann Organization. The European Economic Community, better known as the Common Market, was established in 1957 by the Treaty of Rome, signed by the same nations as in 1951. George McGee, a member of the secretive Bilderberg Group and former U.S. ambassador to West Germany, acknowledged that the Treaty of Rome, which brought the common market into being, was nurtured at Bilderberg meetings. Again, the common market was styled as merely a step toward equalizing trade balances and tariffs. But with the 1992 signing of the treaty establishing the European Community, popularly known as the Maastricht Treaty, the word economic was deleted from both the treaty and the community. By 2000, the European Union was composed of various economic, political, and judicial institutions, including the European Central Bank, the European Parliament, the European Court of Justice, and a unified European currency, the euro. The 1942 Nazi vision of a unified Europe had become a reality.